Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Describe a place where you would like to take a friend. In the IELTS speaking test, examiners are keen to see your ability to articulate ideas clearly, use a wide range of vocabulary, and demonstrate grammatical accuracy. One common cue card topic in Part 2 is describe a place where you would like to take a friend. This type of question tests your descriptive abilities and your ability to talk at length about a familiar topic. Examiners will evaluate you based on four criteria: fluency and coherence, lexical resource, grammatical range, and accuracy and pronunciation. Many candidates find questions about places interesting and engaging, making it a popular topic in IELTS speaking. Two main content. 1. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. Examiners typically start with simpler, more general questions to make you feel comfortable. Here are some examples of questions you might encounter. What is your favorite place in your hometown? Do you often travel to new places? Can you tell me about a memorable trip you had recently? Example question and suggested answer. Question: do you often travel to new places? Answer: yes, I always try to explore new places whenever I get the chance. Traveling allows me to experience different cultures, try new foods, and meet interesting people. It broadens my horizons and makes me appreciate the diversity of our world. 2. Part 2, Long Turn. For this section, you will be given a cue card with specific questions. You'll have 1 minute to prepare and up to 2 minutes to speak. Cue card. Describe a place where you would like to take a friend. You should say what place it is, how you know about this place, why you want to take your friend there, and explain what you and your friend can do there. Suggested answer. One place I would love to take a friend is Ha Long Bay in Vietnam. I first heard about Ha Long Bay through travel documentaries and friends who had visited it. This UNESCO World Heritage Site is renowned for its stunning emerald waters and thousands of towering limestone islands topped with rainforests. The primary reason I want to take my friend there is because of its breathtaking natural beauty. I believe experiencing such a spectacular place together would be unforgettable. We could take a cruise to explore the bay, visit hidden caves and grottos, and enjoy kayaking as well. Moreover, there's so much to do. We could visit the floating fishing villages to get a glimpse of local life, try some fresh seafood, and capture beautiful photographs of the sunset over the limestone karsts. This combination of adventure, relaxation, and cultural immersion makes Ha Long Bay the perfect place to take a friend. Follow-up questions and suggested answers. What makes Ha Long Bay special compared to other places? Answer: what sets Ha Long Bay apart is its unique combination of natural wonder and cultural richness. The karst landscape is unlike anything you'll see elsewhere, and the way of life in the floating villages is both fascinating and educational. Is it difficult to travel to Ha Long Bay? Answer: not at all. Ha Long Bay is quite accessible with regular buses and private cars from Hanoi. There are also numerous tour packages available that include transportation, making it easy for tourists to visit. 3. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic in Part 2, requiring you to explain concepts and analyze various aspects. Example questions and suggested answers. How do you think tourism affects local communities at places like Ha Long Bay? Answer: tourism can have both positive and negative impacts on local communities. On the positive side, it creates jobs and stimulates the local economy. However, it can also lead to environmental degradation and cultural disruptions if not managed sustainably. It's essential to implement responsible tourism practices to mitigate these effects. What should be done to protect famous tourist spots from being damaged by too many visitors? Answer: to protect tourist spots, measures such as limiting the number of visitors, imposing stricter regulations on waste management, and promoting eco-friendly activities should be considered. Educating tourists about the importance of preserving these sites is also crucial. 4. Vocabulary and structures for a high score. Key vocabulary: breathtaking, extremely exciting, beautiful, or surprising. Example: the view from the top of the mountain was breathtaking. Immersion, immerse, the act of becoming completely involved in something. Example: total immersion in a foreign culture can be an eye-opening experience. Cultural richness, ness, the diversity and depth of cultural attributes. Example, the city's cultural richness is manifested in its numerous festivals and cuisines. Environmental degradation, environmental degradation, the deterioration of the environment through the depletion of resources. Example, over-tourism can lead to significant environmental degradation. Useful structures. Use of the passive voice to discuss effects. Example, the bay is renowned for its stunning landscapes. Complex sentences for discussing impacts. Example, while tourism boosts the local economy, it should be carefully managed to prevent environmental harm. Conditional sentences to suggest solutions. Example, if visitor numbers are limited, the site could be preserved better. 3. Tips for achieving a high score. Practice fluency by timing yourself. Get comfortable speaking for 2 minutes without stopping. Use a timer to practice and gradually increase your speaking time. Expand your vocabulary. Use a variety of adjectives and descriptive phrases to make your speech more engaging. Practice using new words in sentences to become more familiar with them. Work on pronunciation. Make sure your pronunciation is clear. Use online resources or language apps to practice difficult words and sounds. Get feedback. Record your answers and ask teachers or friends for feedback. Pay attention to their comments and work on areas where you need improvement. By incorporating these practices into your study routine, you'll enhance your speaking abilities and be well prepared to impress the examiners in the IELTS speaking test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.